We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Starkey and Muller were live at the Cambria Suites getting ready for the City game tonight. And there was a City game 10 years ago today.
The interstate
10 years
game,
ago
huh?
today. It was a City game for Pittsburgh. Wasn't much of a City game for Morgantown. 13-9 happened 10 years ago. We've been reminiscing all day. And now, a man that I've spoken to before about this game, who played a very key role in this game, including dropping Steve Slayton like a, I don't know what, Mulsey, a sack
of bricks?
A sack of bricks on a fourth down play, Mr. Scott McKillop. Scott, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you guys?
We're doing great, man. You and I talked about 6 years ago, okay? And you said that I like to reiterate the fact that we basically ruined their whole entire college career. Nothing brings me more pleasure when I say 13-9. The face they give me, and whoever is from West Virginia asking it, is priceless. You can't, and I wrote there, he was just warming up. And I quote, "You can't say it when you play because you give them bulletin board material, but I freaking hate West Virginia. I can't stand the state. I just don't like that university. I guess now you can print me saying it," which I did. Do you still feel as strongly, Scott?
I still have similar feelings about it. Obviously, when I played, EJ wouldn't have been very happy, as well as Coach Juan said, if I would have said that.
Was Wani as happy as you've ever seen him after that game? I asked Pat Bostic, and he sort of said, "Nah, he was happy a lot about everything." I have to imagine he was not more fired up than he was after that game.
I mean, he was really excited, and the thing about it is we didn't know about the contract extension before the game. So we didn't really find out about that until a couple days afterwards because social media wasn't what it is right now back then. And you know, we had a lot of adversity. We had a lot of things that didn't go our way that year. And, you know, to finish as strongly as we did in the last game, and, you know, you're only as good as your last game. And although we weren't good the previous 11 games, the 12th game, we played pretty well.
Is there a time in that game, like a certain play or a series of plays or a point in time? And I'm sure you guys knew how much of an underdog you were. I'm sure you were all so confident, though, but you knew what they were all about. Was there a point in time in the game where you felt like, hey, not only could we beat this team, but we probably are going to beat this team and take them down?
Honestly, I don't think it set in until, you know, after that fourth and three stop, because as explosive as that offense was, you know, I always had it in the back of my mind, you know, that they are one play away from breaking it open, you know, and offensively, you know, we struggled from time to time in that game, and, you know, Pat made some big throws. LeSean McCoy made some big runs. And our goal was just to make sure that we eliminated their big plays because we knew how many times, how explosive they were offensively. And, you know, all we kept on hearing from Coach Rhodes when we came to the sideline was just trust the process, fundamentals, tackling, and all the basics that, you know, came together on that day.
You guys did a good job, too, beating an entire officiating crew in that game. I thought that was really impressive.
Yeah, it seemed like at times it was about 14 to 11 on the field. And I understand, you know, with what was on the line and, you know, how much the Big East, you know, needed West Virginia to beat us. But, you know, sometimes it's just your day.
Talking to former Pitt linebacker Scott McKillop about 13-9, which happened 10 years ago today. You can text us on the Eggersteiner & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Eggersteiner & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. You can follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, with locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Scott, you also told me once upon a time, and I still find this incredible, you said we ran one and only one defense the whole half, the whole second half. We had one adjustment based on where the running back lined up, and I was thinking, are they ever going to pick up on this? Well, apparently they never did. How is that possible to go with one defense the whole half? I guess just if you're physically whipping someone, it doesn't matter.
Well, here's the thing, you know, all it was America's favorite pressure, which basically every team runs, but our adjustment off it was just based on where the running back is where we were bringing the pressure. And, you know, it kept on hitting home, and all 11 guys on the field believed in the defense, executed, and did their job. And sometimes, and obviously now I know as coaches, we overcomplicate things for players. And I think that, you know, if you keep it simple, stupid, and you let the players play fast, it's usually a recipe for success.
Now, Scott, what are you doing nowadays?
Right now, I'm the current safeties coach at Seton Hill in Greensburg.
Beautiful. And I don't mean to pry into your personal life, but I believe at the time you were dating or maybe about to marry, I don't remember, a woman from West Virginia. Am I right about that?
You're close. We didn't meet until after my NFL career, but I did marry. She was Lauren Statler. Now she's Lauren McKillop, and we have a beautiful 15-month-old daughter.
Nice.
But you know, her family is probably the biggest donor in West Virginia history. And it was kind of, when we first got together, there was some bad blood about the game.
I can imagine the first few Thanksgivings and holidays were interesting, to say the least.
So is the kid going to be a West Virginia or Pitt fan?
I think that's a battle I'll probably end up losing.
Oh, wow.
But, you won 13-9, so it's all good.
I know. Hey, I might have won the battle, but I think she'll win the war.
That's a tough one right there.
No, come on. He knows the rules already. He's married to a wonderful woman, and he knows that you've got to pick and choose,
now,
Joe.
Now, can you somehow, I don't know, let the kid make up, is it a boy or a girl?
Daughter.
It's a girl. Her name's Harper.
Harper, if you can somehow let Harper make up her own mind, but maybe throw her clues now and again, get her a little shirt that says 13-9 on it, something like that.
Yeah, I definitely will try and slide it in there, but, you know, like you said, you got to pick and choose your battles.
Speaking of you coaching now, by the way, Scott, I have one of my favorite things. I brought this up with Pat Bostic. One of my absolute favorite things from that game, and one of the pieces of lore from it, is Coach Wonstead selling the fake punt by on his crutches, hobbling around all in a huff and going crazy and being so frustrated, probably genuinely so, and then whispering, oh, by the way, we're running a fake punt. I mean, that's one of the all-time Academy Award-winning acting jobs.
No doubt, and it's funny. I listened to Coach Wonstead on this morning on 93.7 Fan, and he's exactly right. We practice that fake punt every single time in the week, and we always – you know, there's a certain situation where it'll come about, and it wasn't something that we just threw together on the sideline. That's actually something that we practice every week. And in the back of your mind as a player, you're thinking, this is dumb, this is stupid. Well, it happened to be a very big play. And I always, you know, I think if you go back and look at the film, I don't think he stepped out of bounds. But, you know, at the end of the day, a win's a win.
Well, Scott, 10 years ago, it was. And 10 years is a long time. My daughter's 10 now. Actually, she's 9. She's about to be 10. My wife will be mad at me if I got her age wrong. But 10 years is a long time. So when you think about that game, especially on the anniversary, what pops into your mind first?
Well, I think, you know, where the program was going and all the negativity, you know, from the fans, and I understand it. I get it. And just to see how beneficial that was, not just in the surface, but for recruiting, the fan base, you know, everybody was so excited for Pitt football going into the off season. Also, you know, it was the last time I was ever on the football field with my brother.
Mm. Wow.
Well, do you still think about the game like almost daily? Is it really quick here, because we're about 30 seconds left? Is it something that comes up in your mind, just pops in memories of that day every day, or no?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, it's something when it's happening, you don't think how important it is. But when you get older and you become a has-been, you don't understand how really important that game was for the rivalry and for the University of Pittsburgh and for the fans.
Well, Scott, we appreciate you taking some time,
man,
to share memories of it. Thanks, dude.
Congrats on
Thank
your
family.
Thank
you guys very much. Family. No Pitt, baby.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.